Let us commence our services today by singing together hymn number 1151. The tune is Celestial 111. Great Sovereign Lord, what human eye amidst thy works can rove, and not thy liberal hand espy, nor trace thy bounteous love. Hymn 1151.
Oh. from the Holy Word of God. Lord, help us to read together the book of the prophet Malachi, chapters 3 and 4. Malachi chapters 3 and 4. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you in judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear me not, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord, yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we should keep his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we will call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us, and may he teach us how to pray. O thou most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for the many mercies and blessings that are ours as we've been granted this time to spend together in thy house to worship thee. We thank thee, Lord, for the occasion that we meet. Our desire, Lord, to thank thee for the harvest, to praise thee for thy faithfulness to thy word, to worship thee for all that thou art and for all that thou hast done. And Lord, we do thank thee for all thy goodness and mercy. What thanksgiving, Lord, should be in our hearts. What gratitude for the multitude of thy mercies that we have enjoyed and have known. We do thank thee then for the harvest. And we do pray, Lord, that as we see the return of the harvest year by year, and that gathering in of the wheat into the barn, so, Lord, may we know that reminder in our hearts that one day, Lord, that day is coming. One day, Lord, there will be that ingathering. One day there will be that separation. And we pray, Lord, that we might know within our hearts that good hope through grace, that we might be gathered in with the wheat into thy barn. Oh, we pray, Lord, grant us that unspeakable mercy, the knowledge of forgiveness of sins through the precious blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray that we may never take the harvest for granted, the seed time, the harvest, the cold and the heat, the summer and winter. Lord, may we not take all these things for granted. May we see the hand which is continually providing and supplying the needs of mankind. Lord, we think of the multitude of people that now inhabit the earth, and yet thy faithfulness and thy wondrous ability to supply need. And we pray, Lord, that we might not take these things for granted, particularly those of us who are detached from the farming industry. But Lord, we pray as we see the shelves of the supermarkets full of provision, and by thy blessing to us we have the means to buy that which we need. Oh, may our hearts be lifted up and raised up in gratitude toward thee for thy continued mercy toward us. Truly thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And so, Lord, we seek to thank thee and praise thee for these blessings. And we pray, Lord, as we meet around thy word, that we might see more than the supply of our bodily needs. Lord, we each experience natural hunger. We pray, Lord, that thou give each a hungering after righteousness, that thou bring us each into want, finding within ourselves emptiness. Lord, finding that there is that void within the world can never fill. Grant to us, Lord, that we might hunger and thirst after thy righteousness. Lord, that we may be as Ruth went gleaning, may we glean in the gospel field, seeking handfuls of purpose, or something to take home, something to beat out, something to live on in the coming days. And so, Lord, do supply that which we need, both for life and for eternity. Grant, Lord, a blessing to our souls, a token for good. Seal the joy and peace of redemption into each heart. So, Lord, do have mercy upon us. We thank thee for this gathering here this afternoon, and we pray thy blessing upon us each. Lord, how needful we are of thy gracious help. For without thee, Lord, we can do nothing. Lord, we pray that our worship might be acceptable in thy sight through the merits of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that thou put within us a spirit of true worship and praise. We might worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray that we may not be double-hearted or double-minded. Grant us, Lord, from an honest heart, we might worship thee. Lord, we thank thee for the children and young people that are gathered here this afternoon. And we pray that thou bless them. May thy word enter in simplicity but in power. Clothe it with power, Lord, and bless us each, Lord, that we may understand the things that are in thy word. And grant, Lord, that it might be that food for our souls. We thank thee that thy word is a living word. And we pray, Lord, that it might be even so for us each here this day. Oh, Lord, we ask that thou art grant thy rich blessing. May it be the Lord confirming the word with signs following. And so we pray, Lord, that thou bless us. Lord, as we look back over a year, we have much to thank thee for. We thank thee, Lord, for the preserving mercy shown to the dear pastor of this cause. And we ask that thou be with him and continue to help him. Lord, may he go forth weeping, bearing precious seed, that he may doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Lord, we pray that thou wilt follow with thy blessing as he labours amongst the friends here week by week. And Lord, bless the church and congregation here. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt continue thy work and gather in from the congregation into the church and gather into this building, Lord, praying, seeking, longing souls. Oh, we pray that thou wilt favour and bless this cause of truth and those, Lord, that are represented here. And Lord, the one church scattered throughout the earth. Oh, that we might live to see better days. We thank thee and pray that thou wilt grant journey mercies to the pastor here as he travels abroad to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. We pray that he may know thy blessing, and may it prove to be thy appointment. So Lord, we pray for thy servants labouring. We think of those that are laid aside through illness, infirmity, those, Lord, who are suffering illnesses and undergoing treatment for them. We think of Mr. Pack and Mr. Matthew Hyde. Lord, out strengthen and help them and bless them, that these things might fall out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. We think of the churches, Lord, that they are pastors over, and we pray for them and the congregations, that thou wilt remember them in this time of anxiety. Lord, that thou wilt keep them and guide them in all things. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt send forth labourers into the harvest. Lord, that thou wilt bless thy servants. Lord, those here this afternoon, may they be given an ear to hear. Lord, we pray that thou wilt help them as they labour. Remember, Lord, thy people in this dark and this evil day in which our lot is cast. Lord, we are found by thy providence living in these days. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us and keep us and guide us in all things. There is much confusion, Lord. Lord, we are living in days of confusion. We have a government and leaders over this country who are in confusion. Lord, we pray that thou wilt arise for our help. Lord, we pray that the church, the remnant in this land might be stirred up as they see the things unfolding and view them as what they are, Lord, which is judgments upon us. And may there be that sighing and crying for the abominations done in the land. And Lord, we pray, deliver us from foolish, godless leaders. Oh, set in high places those who fear thy name. Deliver us from this this day of confusion. Oh Lord, who bring us back. Set thy word in its rightful place in our society. Lord, may our statute book be altered to those laws that are according to thy holy word. Lord, we pray, have mercy upon us. Lord, remember us then for good. We thank thee, Lord, that thou still art on the throne, an unchanging, almighty Lord God in heaven. Oh Lord, it's that foundation for us as we seek to approach in prayer. Thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. Oh Lord, at times we feel to bring impossibilities before thee. But thou said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And so we pray, Lord, that though our iniquities testify against us, Lord, do thou it for thy great name's sake. Oh, do it for Jesus' sake. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy beloved Son, for that unspeakable gift. We thank thee we have a name to plead. Oh, we thank thee that there is acceptance in thee, that there is mercy with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, we thank thee for all that thou art and all that thou hast done. And pray, Lord, that as we venture in prayer, as we come to the throne of grace, oh, we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Be with any with particular burdens, particular cares. Be with any, Lord, who are cast down and maybe feel not thankful. Lord, they search around seeking to find something to be thankful for, oppressed with many cares, many concerns. Oh Lord, do appear for them. Shine thy light into their hearts. Lift up the drooping. Strengthen the weak. Confirm the feeble, the doubtful. Lord, do have mercy, we pray. Take away all our iniquities and receive us graciously as we ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Let us now sing together hymn number 731 to the tune Barnard 107. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Hymn 731.
Thank you.
Turn with me to the book of the prophet Malachi chapter 3, and with the Lord's help this afternoon I'll speak to you from verse 6. The book of the prophet Malachi chapter 3 and the 6th verse, for I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Because of prophet Malachi chapter 3 and the 6th verse, for I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. We meet here this afternoon for Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving service. And really, what is the foundation of true Thanksgiving? For us, as we view the harvest gathered in, it's gratitude for the supply of our needs. The farmer who's involved with farming, he's thankful that the harvest is gathered in. It's what he sowed in hope. He's now reaping it. It is in his heart is thankfulness, whether it's to God or not, we leave. But well, he's thankful as he views the harvest coming on and the crops growing, and well, he's thankful that he's able to get it in, and how thankful he is if it's an abundant harvest. But you and I, this afternoon, we've come into the house of God to view his continued mercy toward us. The loving kindness that is shown to us as a nation, to the world, in the continued fulfilling of the promises made. You think of that promise made to Noah as he came out of the ark, and well, he offered an offering, didn't he, of thanksgiving. He came out of that ark and he offered an offering unto the Lord, and the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and that sweet savour ascended from Noah's sacrifice. Gratitude, thankfulness that they had been preserved, that God had maintained them and kept them alive. As a whole of the rest of creation outside of the ark was swallowed up and overthrown in the water. Everything which had the breath in its lungs. Noah and his family worshipped God. Thankfulness. The Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. Are you thankful for that this afternoon? Oh, his restraining hand. I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Well, we are, aren't we? Desperately wicked, and who can know it? God knows it. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done, while the earth remaineth. Oh, what gratitude should swell up in our hearts as we read these words. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease. And so we see, or we should see, and I pray we each will see, as we see the gathering in of the harvest, the faithfulness of God over the generations since Noah received that promise. The faithfulness of God in giving us his word, and the steadfastness of his word. You think of the days of Noah before the flood, what sin abounded on the earth, and the wrath of God poured out upon the inhabitants of the earth. Oh, the restraint, the restraining hand of Almighty God as he views the world in our day and generation. Surely it's as those days of Noah. And yet the Lord, faithful to his word. Well, there will be that day. We read of it, didn't we? For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be as stubble. Oh, that the Lord is reserving his wrath for that day. Oh, that day when it will be poured out upon the earth, not in flood, but in fire. And this world will be burnt up with fire. It will be consumed. Oh, but are you thankful? That time is continuing. Oh, are you praising the Lord for his loving kindness and his tender mercies? Oh, is patience lengthened out? Is your desire that as time is extended, or is extending before us, not that God has moved that day, but as we see time extending day by day, are you thankful? Laid upon your heart that maybe your own soul or the souls of those that you know and love. Thankful that the door of mercy still open. Oh, thankful that we live in a day of a gospel day, a day of grace, a day when that door, that way of approach through the Lord Jesus, oh, is still open. Oh, one day that will be shut. When the last of his people is brought into a saving knowledge of him. But time extends. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, but he's faithful. Faithful to his covenant. Faithful to his word. For I am the Lord, I change not. This chapter begins with the promise. I will send my messenger. And he's come, hasn't he? John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. And the messenger has gone forth. And the Lord whom they were looking for, seeking for, expecting, has suddenly come. And has, as the messenger of the covenant, stood in the temple. Now the person of Jesus Christ. But you see, the gospel, it discriminates, doesn't it? Who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? There's the blessings of the gospel. There's the promises in the gospel. There's the mercy in the gospel. The very nature of the gospel speaks of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, but doesn't it draw a line of demarcation? Oh, I wonder if we are thankful this afternoon for the gospel. Oh, we've all heard it, haven't we? I'm sure everyone here this afternoon has heard the gospel. Oh, are we mindful of our hearing? How careless we can become in our coming and going to the house of God. Oh, but may we take heed how we hear. May we come prayerfully and carefully into the house of God. May the Lord give us a desire to hear that still small voice. That we might hear the blessings of the gospel. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He shall sit. Who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he's like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. I am the Lord. I change not. No, he's not set aside his moral law. He's not set aside his commandments. Though he sent his beloved son. No, he's not brushed away and forgotten without purging it away the sin of the church. No, who may abide his coming? Oh, may the Lord grant us the word of truth to enter into our hearts in power. I will come near to you and to judgment. I'll be a swift witness against the sorcerer, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fathers, and that turn aside a stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord. For I am the Lord. God of righteousness, God of justice, King of kings, and Lord of lords. For I am the Lord, I change not. There's no variation in him. There's no variation in him. That the Lord demands a perfect obedience. And that stands, beloved friends. And you and I will be judged according to it. May the Lord lay these things to our hearts. On what ground are we standing on this afternoon? I am the Lord, I change not. And so, this afternoon, firstly, as it's laid upon my heart, I would seek to speak to you a little of what an unchanging God means to a poor, needy sinner. Viewing himself, seeing himself, or something of himself, which he never saw before. He who was going about his life, dead in sin, viewing the blessings of God around him, viewing creation, viewing God's faithfulness, with a measure of conscience in his heart, but dead in sin, alive in body, but spiritually dead. Oh, but the Lord, in love and mercy, we're not laying down an order of things, but in every born again sinner there'll be that feeling of sin in one shape or one measure or another. In some degree there must be. We're not telling or speaking of a certain depth of it, but beloved friends, this is enough. It is enough to make that soul sick of self. Sin must become and be made to that soul exceeding sinful. To see themselves as poor and wretched and undone. That is your state and mine by nature. Who knows it? Who sees it? A poor sinner brought by the grace of God, a light of the light is shone into the heart. And whether he's brought before the law, or whether that's revealed to him, transgression of the law, his rebellion against God, the wickedness of his heart. To see self ruined in sin. Paul beautifully sums it up. Dead in trespasses and sins. And those Ephesians he wrote to, they were. But they were quickened, made alive, brought aware of it. But they were dead. That's what their former state was, dead in trespasses and in sins. And the mercy of the Lord, the grace of God, witnessed in their hearts. Sin is revealed. Sin is uncovered. The scales are taken off the eyes. The ear is open to hear the word of God. The judgments, the warnings that are in God's word, which are passed by them and rolled over them and meant nothing to them, enter in with conviction. I'm not right. I'm not ready. That day cometh, and who shall stand? I can't. I'm not ready. The word of God speaking of that day coming as a thief in the night. Taking them unawares. But I'm not right. I'm not ready. Eternity, which was once not a concern, is now. It's now a tremendous sound. Never-ending expanse, which has no end, is now one of fear and dread. I've grieved the Lord. I've sinned against God. I am that man. I've done it. And I enjoyed it. A rebel, base and vile, wretched and undone. And an unchanging God. And how? Where's the way that I can escape? The Israelite. What was he blessed with? What was the Israelite? What were they blessed with as a people? God revealed to them his law. God revealed to them his law. God showed them, taught them through Moses, revealed to Moses a pattern whereby they might approach. You look at the book of Leviticus listed out there in the various rites and ceremonies and things that had to be attended to. That an acceptable means of worship, those things that were given to the Israelite, setting forth a shadowy type of Christ's coming, yet laid before them a ceremonial law whereby an acceptable form of worship and confession of sin, the scapegoat, the Day of Atonement, the blood in the basin, the priest entering into the holiest of all. Oh, what a picture, what a type. But what a blessing it was to them. Oh, I am the Lord. I change not. The soul that sinneth against God must die. Sin must be answered, must have its wages, which are death. There must be that judgment exacted upon the transgressor. God is righteous. Justice must be applied. And in that sacrifice, the Israelite laid his hand on that head of the beast and he confessed his sin. Oh, looking in a shadowy type, looking forward to the Messiah, the great sin bearer, the one who would take away the sin of his people. Oh, what a blessing it was to the true Israelite. And oh, the gospel. We're reading the last two chapters of the Old Testament, the canon of scripture for the Old Testament coming to a close. The hope of the promise. Oh, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. As the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is brought into the world, the coming of the Saviour, glorious God-man, born, made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, a body prepared for him that he might lay it down as that sinless, spotless sacrifice. All that blood that had been spilt in that ceremonial law, up to that Passover night in which the Lord laid down his spotless, sinless life, once and forever. Oh, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I am the Lord, I change not. The demands, the expectations, sinless perfection. Jesus said, concerning those two great commandments, do it and thou shalt live. Do it and thou shalt live. Oh, the Lord coming and meeting the demands. Oh, the demands of the law. Sinless, spotless life. Oh, nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. And the Lord Jesus came that he might purge away, blot out, wash away the sin of his people. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Oh, is that your fear this afternoon? And consumed? Your sins have ruined your life. Oh, they've consumed you, haven't they? Oh, your life's ruined with it. Everything is stained with it. Even your worship is stained with it. Even your prayers are mixed with it. Oh, your heart's full of it by nature. Consumed. No, oh, but these sons of Jacob are not consumed. Oh, the wrath of God poured out upon the unregenerate. The wrath of God poured out upon the world in that great day. This verse speaks of not consumed. Not consumed. Oh, my sins deserving eternal punishment in hell. Solemn, isn't it? To say such things, but what truth is in it? One sin is enough to condemn a soul to hell. Look at the amount. Look at the quantity. Full of sin. Oh, we deserve to be consumed by his anger. We deserve his eternal wrath to be poured out upon us. Oh, but these sons of Jacob, not consumed, not consumed. Beloved friends, it's the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob is the God of these sons of Jacob. And who is the God of Jacob? Oh, he's a merciful and gracious and long-suffering God. Oh, he's not ashamed to be called the God of Jacob. No, he's the God that Jacob wrestled with in prayer. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. What did he fear? His brother taking out vengeance against him. Oh, how he feared his brother would consume him and his family and all he had. 400 men were marching toward him, he had been told. Consumed with fear. Oh, Jacob pours out his heart. Wrestles. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Oh, that wrestling in prayer. Oh, the God of Jacob. Oh, we have, beloved friends, such sweet comforts to those that feel to be consumed. Well, you can think of, we've been talking about sin, consumed with guilt, a heart full of guilt. That's it, you're full of sin, you've always been full of sin. But now is it guilt? Is that what lies heavy on your heart? Guilt? Guilt and condemnation? Oh, the guilty, the wretched and undone, what a welcome at the throne of grace. Oh, what a name is given. Oh, the name of Jesus is given. Is an acceptance, beloved friends. Well, is it guilt? The hymn says, doesn't it, 1069, I think it's the second verse. And shall my guilty fears prevail to drive me from thy feet? Is that what Satan would have? Guilt, guilty fears. Oh, there's hindrances, beloved friends. Oh, he'll try and hinder you. And your poor heart and mine will take that part with him. Oh, unhindered we will be, except the Lord reach out his hand. And shall my guilty fears prevail to drive me from thy feet? What thy word of promise cannot fail. My tower of safe retreat. I am the Lord. I change not. In justice, in judgment, and in mercy. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. No, he doesn't begin a work in the heart of one and stop it. He doesn't begin something and not finish it. He doesn't begin to love and then stop. His love, beloved friends, is unchanging. His mercy is unchanging. The gospel of Jesus Christ is unchanging. The way of approach, the only way, the only acceptable way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. And that hasn't changed. And that will not change until time is no more. Oh, the guilty, the wretched and the undone. That unchanging way. Jesus Christ. I am the way. That prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, who send thy quickening spirit. The Lord has promised, hasn't he? God has promised to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Oh, that good, that only good gift, isn't it? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Oh, Lord, come. Oh, with power into my heart. I'm a poor, helpless sinner. Oh, I feel to be consumed with guilt, condemned by thy word. Oh, but is there not a ray of hope springing forth from the gospel? Is there not grounds of repentance there? Oh, I feel myself to be a sinner. Oh, and is there not room at thy feet for a poor sinner like me? God, be merciful to me, a sinner, for I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Oh, the soul is blessed with true repentance. Blessed with not just feeling sorry they've been caught out, but truly sorry for sin. Oh, they're blessed with faith in Jesus Christ, which lays hold of the promises, which as the promises of God's word are set before them, their faith reaches out. Oh, and they're brought to pray for them. They're exercised, they're stirred up. The promises of in God's word excite them to prayer. Oh, let that be mine. Oh, let this unchanging God be mine. Oh, let this this God be mine who loves and ever loves his people. Oh, who speaks such sweet promises like, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, those sweet tokens of his word. Oh, I am the Lord, for I am the Lord, I change not. And what about those of you who feel to be consumed with the way? Oh, you feel consumed with things around you. You feel cast down as you go on day by day. Maybe it's things in the nation, or maybe it's things in your family, or things in your business, or things in the church. Or maybe a day of distress has come upon you, a day of trouble, maybe some trouble from an unexpected source. Oh, and it feels like it will consume you. Why has the Lord permitted it? What's the purpose in it? No, oh, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. You say, well, this is the overthrow of me. Oh, it's waving over me. It's one wave upon another. I'm like, it's like I'm standing on the beach and it's there's one wave right behind the next. Wave upon wave of trouble and distress. Wave upon wave of affliction or difficulty in some shape or form. Oh, the God of Jacob. Jacob himself. What did he say? All these things are against me. It's easy for you and I. We can flick a few pages of scripture and no, they're not Jacob. Look at the end of it. Look at the providence of God. Yes, it's mysterious. Oh, but all these things aren't against you. Is it different with you then today? Oh, are these all these things against you? Maybe the word of God is, oh, that word, all things work together for good. Maybe that's stirring up your heart. Doubt and questions and murmurings. But it's got to work together with his grace. It's got to work together with his grace in your heart. Always give me grace, Lord, that these things I see and think are against me. Oh Lord, give me that grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, bless me with his felt sense of his presence. And then these things that are in my life, working together with the grace of God, with the Spirit of God, maintaining, upholding, supporting me, will work together for my real good. Will prove again the love of Christ, the love of God toward me. Oh, we'll have a nevertheless afterward, a day to look back to, a day when I can stop and consider and look back and see all the ways led me. And it will yield that peaceable fruit of righteousness. And that will give you a song of thanksgiving. Well, it is the God of Jacob, beloved friends, the foundation of your thanksgiving this afternoon. You can't thank him when you're in the trial for it. Few can. Oh, but looking back, it has been good for me to be afflicted. It was necessary. Oh, I can see the reason for it. I'm bettered for it. Maybe not in my bank account or in my health, but in my soul. Oh, the refiner's fire burns the rubbish away. It doesn't burn away the gold. Oh, let the gold appear, Lord. Let this trial of my faith be more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, Lord. Oh, but do thou it, oh, that I might thank thee for it in a measured and understanding way, and praise thee, oh, for the love that was shown, for the help that was given, thankful for the word of truth that was my support. The eternal God is thy refuge. Oh, and you didn't know it until he proved it. What a refuge. What a foundation. The eternal God. The unchanging God. The God of Jacob. Oh, thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. That hymn 96, though waves and storms go o'er my head, though strength and health and friends be gone, though joys be withered all and dead, and every comfort be withdrawn. Steadfast on this my soul relies, redeeming mercy never dies. I am the Lord, I change not. Redeeming mercy never dies. Whom he loves, he never leaves, loves them to the end. Now, are you struggling to look to the end of your life, the end of the journey? Oh, you're like Elijah under the juniper tree. Oh, it's too great for me. Now, have you told him? Oh, maybe you're like Elijah. Take away my life, for I am no better than my father's. Oh, you feel to be consumed. You feel you can't go on. You wonder where the scene will end. Oh, and in that place of weariness, oh, to pour out your heart before him. Arise and eat, said the angel. The journey is too great for thee. Oh, he knows, not consumed. Thy shoes shall be as iron and as of brass, and as thy strength, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Oh, there's a fullness in Christ. Oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those rich yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Oh, what a fullness there is in Christ. Oh, may it be your desire and mine that in this day of adversity or day of trouble or day of difficulty, the day when you feel to be consumed, that Christ will be revealed and Christ will be made precious. Oh, that we'll be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, who is Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, unchanging in his works and ways. His word cannot fail, his promises ordered in all things and sure. Oh, that you might view him and see him and consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Oh, that you might view him in his life as he walked his walk here below, and you might find that strength in viewing him who's gone on before. When he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before them. Oh, how can it consume you? How can the way consume you? Well, you might not understand it. You can't reason it out. But the way I walk cannot be wrong, if Jesus be but there. Oh, then I'll walk. And I'll walk leaning. Oh, isn't it? Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy, thankful is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Oh, is that your thanksgiving this afternoon? Oh, you're thankful. You're happy. Oh, you've a measure of sweet hope and comfort. You look back over the last year and, oh, the help you've had, the answers to prayer you've been given. And he who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through. Oh, he has helped me. He has maintained me. All the failings of the Israelite were in the covenant of works was on their part. Oh, how faithful to his covenant. All the failings are on our part, aren't they? Oh, we fear sometimes where no fear is. Oh, our unbelief, the frailty of our hearts, the weakness of our minds. Oh, but that the Lord would bless us and grant us that we might know him more and more. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen.
The collection taken here today is for the support of the Christian Institute. Let us now sing together hymn number 329 to the tune St. Denio 915. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Hymn 329.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.